This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Goyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that in the last 10 years, his government has focused on empowering the poor and creating opportunities for them to thrive. In an interview to English Daily, Mr. Modi said India has shown the world that true progress is about empowering every citizen and giving them the tools they need to succeed. He said in the last 10 years, 25 crore people have come out of poverty. Mr. Modi said India's unemployment rate is the lowest in the world. He added that crores of people have used the benefits of Mudra loans to start their business for the first time. He said his government kept the average inflation at its lowest in one decade. Mr. Modi said today his government has built a strong economy that will serve as the base for India's next 25 years. The stage is set for the fourth phase of polling for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. Voting will be held in 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory. 25 states of Andhra Pradesh, 17 seats of Telangana, 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 8 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each of Jharkhand and Odisha, along with 1 seat of union territory of Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. The weather forecast indicates that the parliamentary constituencies going to polls are likely to experience normal to below normal temperatures. Dr. Shankar Prasad Sharma, Nepal's ambassador to India, has arrived in Sikkim today to attend the 38th board meeting of the India-Nepal Foundation. The meeting scheduled from 12th to 14th of this month underscores the strengthening ties between Nepal and India. Dr. M. Bina, Development Commissioner, Handloom, Union Ministry of Textile, visited Arunachal Pradesh on 9th and 10th of this month and attended a review meeting with the state government officials on the ongoing small cluster development program schemes under the National Handloom Development Program. During the meeting, Dr. Bina assured the state government to extend support to diversify the handloom products and make them more export-oriented. He also expressed her vision to make Arunachal Pradesh a handloom state, influence its rich cultural heritage and traditional weaving skills. Further on, 9th of this month, Dr. Bina visited the proposed site of the handloom park at Poma village and assessed the feasibility of the location to serve as a hub for promoting the local handloom industry and meeting the needs of the surrounding communities. Later next day, she visited the Burum handloom cluster. Mother's Day is being celebrated across the world today. On the occasion, 50 women from Gelimo and Taksing villages in Upper Subansiri district were felicitated by Spear Corps for their selflessness and commitment towards providing unconditional support to the Indian Army. Meanwhile, a medical camp was also organized. About 227 cases out of 1,478 cases were settled yesterday in the second National Lok Adalat this year, conducted at various subordinate courts in the state. The National Lok Adalat was organized by the Arunachal Pradesh State Legal Service Authority and about 23 benches of district and session courts of Bomdila, Khonsa, Teju and Upia, and the courts of Chief Judicial Magistrate of Dapurijo, Roing, Pasighat, Changlang, Bomdila, Zero, Alo, Upia, Sepa and Judicial Magistrate 1st Class of Upia, Khonsa, Namsai, Longding, Anini, Palin, Yingkyong, Hawaii, Tawang and Pangin had conducted the proceedings. The Arunachal Pradesh Women's Welfare Society has appreciated the efforts of the Capital Police in apprehending alleged culprits involved in trafficking and the sexual exploitation of minor girls. Regarding the case, President APWWS Kani Nada Maling has spoken to SPICR Rohit Rajbir Singh and has extended their support to the police department. Meanwhile, the society has also appealed to the police to be vigilant against such crimes. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, successfully tested the new liquid rocket engine manufactured through additive manufacturing technology. The test was successfully carried out on 9th of this month at ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahendragiri in Tamil Nadu. India Meteorological Department has forecast a thunderstorm, lightning and squally winds over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Andaman Nicobar Islands and most parts of India including southern and northeast region for the next 2 to 3 days. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.